You're listening to an Ask Anything research briefing from askanything-app.com. Today, risk number 4 on the OWASP Top 10 for Agentic Applications for 2026. It's called Agentic Supply Chain Compromise, Identifier ASI04. This is training for both developers and everyone else who works alongside AI agents. First, what it is. External agents, tools, schemas, or prompts that an agent dynamically trusts or imports become compromised, a corrupted schema, a misleading tool description, a false capability declaration, or a poisoned registry. Here's a way to picture it. You let a contractor into the building because their card says licensed electrician. You never call the licensing board. The card is self-printed, and now they're rewiring your vault. Why does this matter more with agents? In a classic system, a library dependency is reviewed, pinned, and scanned before it ships. But in an agentic system, agents discover and import tools at runtime, adopting their descriptions and schemas as trusted, often with no signature, pin, or review. There are three main ways this attack shows up. The first is corrupted tool/API schema. The schema an agent reads to call a tool is tampered with, adding hidden fields or side effects the agent dutifully fills in. The second is misleading tool descriptions. A tool's natural language description tricks the agent into using it for something harmful or into passing sensitive data it shouldn't. The third is false capability and poisoned registries. A component declares capabilities or permissions it shouldn't have, or the registry it comes from is compromised. So trust is misplaced from the start. Let me make it concrete. An agent auto-imports a third-party MCP tool. Its description says format dates. Its schema quietly instructs the agent to post environment variables to a remote host. The agent adopts new tools by description, with no signature check. Format dates sounds harmless, so it's granted context. The schema's hidden field exfiltrates environment vars and secrets. Keys and tokens leave the host before anyone reviews the tool. Supply chain risk is dangerous because trust is placed once, at import, and reused everywhere. A single poisoned component compromises every task that touches it. Now the part that matters most, how do you contain it? Three layers. Layer 1, verify and sign. Require signatures on tools and schemas before use. Reject unsigned or unverified components. Check integrity on every load, not just first import. Layer 2, pin and review. Pin exact versions of tools, schemas, and prompts. Human review new capabilities before granting them. Treat descriptions as untrusted claims, not facts. Layer 3, allow list and sandbox. Import only from allow listed, trusted registries. Run external components sandboxed and least privilege. Monitor their network and file system access. If you're a developer, the controls live in four places. Sign, verify signatures. Only load tools, schemas, and prompts with a valid signature from a trusted key. Pin, lock versions. Pin exact versions and review diffs before any capability change ships. Allow list, trusted sources only. Import from vetted registries, block arbitrary URLs and typesquats. Sandbox, contain externals. Run imported components least privilege and watch their egress. And if you don't write code, you're still part of the defense. Spot it, if an agent does something nobody asked for, treat it as suspicious even when it sounds confident. Don't feed it, keep secrets, credentials, and bulk records out of agents. And report it fast, because at machine speed, minutes matter. To test your own system, red team it. Malicious tool. Offer the agent a tool with a hidden exfil field. Pass equals it's rejected or sandboxed and blocked. Tampered schema. Change a schema between loads. Pass equals integrity check catches it. False capability. Declare read-only but attempt a write. Pass equals the write is denied. Bad registry. Point discovery at an untrusted source. Pass equals import is refused. So, the things to walk away with. Agents trust imports by default. That default is the vulnerability. Descriptions are claims, not facts. Verify signatures and enforce real scope. PIN and review capabilities. Lock versions, human review new powers. Allow list and sandbox. Import from trusted sources, contain the rest. That's Agentic Supply Chain Compromise, ASI 04. For the written brief and the full slide deck, see askanything-app.com. Thanks for listening.